What's up, my friend? You are listening to Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And today we're taking a trip up to Boston, Massachusetts to hear the legendary stand-up comedian Bill Burr share a hilarious story about the struggles of dealing with his anger problems. Now, if you're not familiar with Bill's work, I highly recommend you check it out. From his stand-up comedy specials to his podcast to his series, F is for Family on Netflix. I'll leave links to all of it in the show notes for this episode. And if you want to get access to the script and vocabulary guide for this episode, or you just enjoy the show and you want to support my work, you can click the link in the description and subscribe on Patreon. Tier 2 supporters also gain access to bonus episodes of the show, so if that interests you, just click the link in the description. And I also want to give a shout out to Noor, all the way out in Egypt, and hopefully I pronounced your name correctly. I'm sorry if I didn't. But I want to thank you so much for listening to every episode of the show and showing me so much love. So I really appreciate you. Now, the clip I'll be sharing with you today is only a couple of minutes long, so I'm going to play it and explain a few things along the way to make sure you get the whole idea. And remember, this clip is from a stand-up comedy routine being performed by a man who was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. I want to emphasize that because it might be a bit challenging to understand everything, but do not get discouraged. You can listen to this episode as many times as you like and read the episode script and vocabulary guide for better understanding. All right? Cool. Well, my friend, let's get into this episode. I'm going to play the clip now.
Do you know how many times a week people say to me, "Why are you yelling?" And I never feel like I am. Like, this right here is not yelling to me. It's just, you know, I'm passionate about my opinions, and I want you to hear all of them before you get to talk again. That's basically it. It's not anger. Why are you yelling? You're stop yelling. I'm not yelling. I got another couple of octaves. I can fucking... That was brutal. I don't want to be this guy, you know? I'm halfway through my life at this age, you know, and I've been an angry son of a bitch, and I gotta turn this around, man. I'm embarrassed with my... I don't wanna be that guy. You die as the angry guy? That's the worst dude to die as, because then people gotta try to think of happy shit to say about you. It's your funeral. They're just sitting there like, he always paid his bills on time, you know, you gotta give him that, you know? God damn it, you gave this guy a bill, he paid it. This guy was a bill-paying son of a bitch. Ironed his shirts. I got nothing. I don't know what else to say about the guy. He's just...
All right, let me stop it right here and explain a couple things. So let's go all the way back to the beginning. He said, "You know how many times a week people say to me, 'Why are you yelling?'" And if you, once you get to know Bill and his personality a bit more, you'll understand what he means if you don't understand right now. He's a very energetic, animated individual, and his way of speaking and communicating and the way he expresses himself can be confused for anger. And when I was listening to this, it made me think back when I used to live in a city called Irvine, California. It's in Orange County, probably, I don't know, 40 minutes from LA by car. And I was working at this, I think it was like a coffee shop, I guess you could call it. And most of the people working in that coffee shop, including myself, were from California. We were born and raised in some city in California, which is on the West Coast. And one of the dudes that worked in there that I was really cool with, he was from, I want to say Jersey. It was either New Jersey, New York. It was somewhere in the northeast of the country, or the East Coast, I should say. And the reason I highlight that is because I just distinctly remember the difference in the way we would express ourselves and communicate and interact with other people. Like, a lot of people in California, especially that part of California, were much more kind of like laid back, easygoing. People are much less direct when they speak. They use lots of euphemisms and they try to be polite. They try not to offend people and hurt their feelings and stuff. I'm personally not very much like that, but a lot of people out there are like that. It's just part of the culture. But on the East Coast, especially the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, people from this part of the country have a very, they have a reputation, let's say, for being much more direct. Some people would consider it aggressive. Some people would even consider it rude. And that's what I remember about working with that guy in the coffee shop, because just for me, the way he communicated, I really appreciated it. I love when people are direct When they say what they're thinking, they say what they really mean, they skip the formalities and all the polite bullshit that we do to keep up appearances, you know? So for me, it was great. We got along really, really well because I'm not a very sensitive person in that respect. So, you know, you're not going to offend me by being direct or saying what you think. But I just remember a lot of the other people in the coffee shop, especially the young ladies, I would hear them talking about him. Like, man, he's so rude. He's such an asshole. Why is he like that? This, this, and that. They would be complaining about how loud he was or how direct he was, how impolite he was. And I would be listening to them describe those things and I would interpret it completely differently. I'm like, I wouldn't consider it loud, rude, or aggressive. It's just different from the way we communicate here. It's just much more direct. That's his culture. Like, that's how they do things out on the East Coast in some places, you know? And so the reason I'm highlighting that is just because it makes me think of Bill. He's from Boston, which is a bit further north up in Massachusetts. But I'm saying that that part of the country has something like a reputation for being a bit more aggressive and direct, depending on what city and what neighborhood you find yourself in. So if you meet somebody from this part of the country, you might get that same impression when they're not necessarily being rude, aggressive, or trying to be disrespectful. It's just they're much more direct than people from other parts of the country and the world. So that's what he's joking about. Some people will constantly ask him, why are you yelling? Why are you so angry? Why are you so mad? He's like, bro, I'm not yelling. This is just how I talk. This is how most people talk where I'm from. We're louder than you. We're more direct. And that comes across as aggression or anger or rudeness. But this is just the way we communicate. You know what I mean? And then he said, I'm not yelling. I got another couple of octaves. I can go. And so octaves, just in case you don't know, is the unit of measurement used to measure the pitch of a musical note. And I don't really know too much more than that, so I can't explain it in any more detail. But when he says, I got another couple of octaves, what he's really saying is, this is not yelling. I can go much fucking louder if I really wanted to. I can show you yelling if you want me to, but this is not yelling. So chill the fuck out. I'm not mad. You know what I mean?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And so then he goes on to talk about how, man, it's brutal. I've been an angry son of a bitch my whole life. I don't want to die being the angry dude, because then people show up to your funeral and they have to like look for positive things to say about you. Like, he paid his bills on time. He ironed his shirts. He was, you know, and people just, you don't want to be that guy. The one that everybody thinks is always angry, rude, and mean, because then nobody shows up at your funeral. And if they do, then they have to pretend that they are going to miss you now that you're gone. So that's the idea of this part of the bit. All right, so let's continue.
This guy a bill, he paid it. This guy was a bill paying son of a bitch. Ironed his shirts. I got nothing. I don't know what else to say about the guy. He's just no. I noticed. You know what I knew? No, I had an anger problem. It was when just like little random things. Like I went to this place another time. I'm on the road and I'm ordering food and I was done ordering the food and the guy behind the counter asked me if I wanted a cookie, right? And all of a sudden he had this unbelievable urge just to blast this guy right in the face. I'm not trying to be paranoid, but my brain was just sitting there going like, dude, what kind of a man asks another man if he wants a cookie? This guy thinks you're soft or something. Oh, you want a cookie? Huh? You want a cookie there, cupcake? Who the fuck is he? Doesn't fucking know you like that. You know what the sad thing was? Was I wanted a cookie. I would have loved one. Sit there with a big glass of milk like a four-year-old. Who doesn't love a cookie? You know? But I say it. I say I want a cookie. You don't fuck it. I say it. I say I want a cookie. I bring it up. And if you bring it up, you do it subtle. You don't just yell it across the restaurant. You want a cookie, you pussy? Pussy? Pussy?
All right. So that's the end of the clip. Let me just go back and explain a few things just to make sure it's clear. So now he's going into like another story, let's say, and he's saying, man, when I'm on the road, or, and just so you know, on the road is like, it's like a, It's a phrase that we use to say I'm traveling. And if you're on the road, it's typically because you're traveling for work. So lots of times artists, performance artists, musicians, who else performs? I don't know, circus performers, ballerinas, I don't fucking know. People that perform professionally, they travel a lot. And so that process of traveling from place to place for work to do things is called being on the road. That's a common thing that you'll hear. So he said, man, I'm on the road and I went to this one place and I was trying to order some food and the guy asked me if I wanted a cookie. And I just got this urge to blast him in the face. And to blast somebody in the face is like a colloquial way of saying punch somebody in the face. Pow. So he asked me if I wanted a cookie and I just got this unbelievable urge to fucking punch him in the face. Because, you know, I'm not sure what it's like in your culture where you're from, but, you know, to ask another man if he wants a cookie is, you know, it's... It's kind of like you said in the comedy routine, he's like, this guy thinks you're soft or something. And if somebody says you're soft, it means that you're weak. You're not strong. You're not tough like leather or wood or metal. Those things are tough. Those things are strong. If you're soft like cotton or a pillow or some shit, it means you're weak. And as a man, you know, you want to be confident and secure in your masculinity. So you ask a grown man, hey, you want a cookie? You want a cookie and a glass of milk, little boy? It's kind of like, you know, hopefully you can get the idea. His masculinity was a bit threatened when a grown man asked him if he wanted a cookie, like he was a little kid or something like that. So that's kind of like the joke. It's like, you don't fucking know you like that. Who the fuck is this guy asking me if I want a fucking cookie? You don't know me, bro. I'll punch you in the face, you bitch. That's kind of, I don't know if you can see the humor. Obviously, I can't hear you or get your response right now, but to me, it's fucking hilarious. And so he goes on to say, man, the fucked up part about it is I wanted a cookie, but I can't admit that because I'm a man. I need to be masculine and strong and tough, but, you know, but I actually wanted a cookie. But I say it. I'm the one that asked for a cookie. You don't ask me if I want a fucking cookie. I say, please let me have a cookie. That's how it's supposed to be done, right? You don't fucking yell it across the room. Hey, you want a cookie? You fucking pussy? And that's the last thing I wanted to explain. Excuse me. I wanted to explain the word pussy. P-U-S-S-Y. Now, this is a word that you need to be careful with because it's pretty vulgar. It's not like a, you know, it's not a curse word like shit, damn, fuck or something like that, but it's a vulgar word and it's slang for vagina. That's really what it means. I guess in the past, people used the word pussy to refer to cats, but you don't really hear that anymore unless somebody's joking. Then they'll use the word pussy to refer to cat. But in this case, pussy is slang for vagina. But it's also slang for a man who is perceived to be very weak or cowardly. So it's basically you're a coward, you're soft, you're a bitch, you're weak, you know, you're not a respectable, strong man, you know? You can feel however you want to feel about the language and the culture and what that means. I'm just explaining what it means so you understand it when you hear it. That's what it means. If you call a man a pussy, you're saying you're a weak coward. It's basically what it means. But again, it's pretty vulgar slang, so be very careful with whom you use this term. You know what I mean? Hopefully now that makes more sense, though. All right? But that is it, man, for the comedy routine. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And like I said, I highly, highly, highly recommend you check out more of Bill Burr's work. He's one of my favorite comedians and definitely one of the greatest to ever do it. So I'll leave, again, links to some of his work, his podcast and everything in the show notes for this episode. If you got any questions about what was said, feel free to hit me up on Patreon. And if you enjoy the show and you're not already subscribed, consider subscribing on Patreon. Your monthly subscription allows me to keep, or I guess I should say enables me to keep bringing you this content week after week, my friend. So I want to thank you for your time and your attention. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kai Zen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.